Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Tuesday, June 1st, 2004. 3, 2, 1. A Christian will be serving in India's cabinet. AIDS Need creates a new ministry in South Africa, and a facility in missions becomes a gathering place for revivalists. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. We begin today in India, where good news continues pouring out of that country for Christians. The Congress Party is now in power and installed the country's first non-Hindu as prime minister. But the good news doesn't end there, according to Bibles for the World's Ruchunga Pudaiti.
My dear friend P.R. Kindia from Northeast India was not only elected in an overwhelming majority to become a member of parliament, but the Prime Minister of India inducted him as one of his cabinet members.
Kindia is a Christian. Bibles for the World distributes Bibles around the world by using telephone books. Pudaiti says Kindia's appointment could protect that work.
There are 42 million telephone subscribers whose names and addresses we have and would like to make a Bible available to all of them. If we can do it almost simultaneously throughout India, that will have the impact, the kind of which we have never known before.
Meanwhile, persecution may be on the rise in Eritrea. Voice of the Martyrs says most of it appears to be coming from the government itself. VOM released a statement describing the situation as alarming, but won't go into detail for security reasons. The group is urging prayers for believers in the country, which is slightly larger than Pennsylvania. Eritrea has long been known for its persecution of Christians, even using torture techniques on young students simply for carrying Bibles. You're listening to Mission Network News. The AIDS pandemic is not only decimating the men of Southern Africa, but it's also leaving an economic void. Times are hard for widows, many of whom are in an awkward position in their communities. While orphan children will be looked after, adults expect widows to fend for themselves. Hope Builders International's Johan Hoss says the plight of the widows can answer a need presented by the AIDS crisis.
We are now developing a widows program where we will be actively looking for widows that we can train so that they can look after the AIDS orphans, help us with bringing the gospel to those AIDS kids.
Host says the project allows widows to earn their own way and serve the community with their testimony in the process.
Hope Builders is really and truly excited to develop the program in Southern Africa, where it is the pilot project has already been very successful.
Next, with the turning of the United States to pagan practices, revival is on the minds of many Christians. With courts in Massachusetts approving homosexual marriage recently and the continued pressure on religious expression in the marketplace, Life Action Revival Ministries says the country is in great need. That's why Life Action wants their 82-acre site to be a national revival ministry center.
We see it as a hub for revival. We're able to have a facility to be able to bring leading revivalists together, to be able to state what's happening in our nation, what God is up to, and what we as the church can do in response.
Byron Paulus would also like to see the center become a unique training facility.
Training young revivalists, which there isn't much taking place today, that God would bring together seminary graduates, those who really have a passion to see God move in spiritual awakening, and to be mentored and be trained, and then to be sent forth in our nation.
And thick black sludge overflows a small drainage ditch that runs through the neighborhood of City Sole. In what is one of the poorest neighborhoods in one of the poorest cities in Haiti, the garbage in the ditch has been overflowing for years, with no one trying to remove piles of clothes, garbage, and other waste it was never meant to hold. Now Food for the Poor is there, working hard to improve the health, economic, social, and spiritual conditions of those they serve. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to help Mission Network News broadcast in Romanian and Russian, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828, or go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on the support button, fill out the information, and you can help Christians in these countries keep up to date on mission work abroad. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.